This is the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and it is quite pop star heavy. Gabrielle Aplin comes in, we play her tune of the week, and she has a version of Jax Jones' Instruction like you've never heard it before. I get quite personal with all of the script, even Glenn, and ask them to name all of their exes in 10 seconds, and more people who have mugged their mates right off. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. All right, Scott here. Coming up, brand new Stefflon Don and French Montana, and also Rudimental and James Arthur. I really didn't mean to play this music, guys.
It's bizarre. It's like some kind of Western music. You've got the very side.
Why is it? It's just the next Avicii single.
It could be, couldn't it?
I might just stick with it. No, it's too off-putting. Sorry. This. BBC Radio 1. Yeah, it's all good. Right, so let's talk about Newsnight last night, please.
It was, we had this extraordinary moment with this guy who was on there. He's getting interviewed live.
So this is Lord Tim Bell. Not having a great evening last night. He was on, you know, the late night news programme called Newsnight on the BBC. And he was on to talk about, well, it's a very serious piece on the PR firm he founded. This is all over the internet today. I hope you've seen this because it's great. So could you please listen to what happens as Kirsty Walk starts the interview?
You were the man who went out to South Africa to secure this deal.
Yes. You know, sorry about that.
Don't worry. You went out to secure the deal. It must be something you were very excited about.
It was.
So he's showing her the phone, like, look.
Yeah, rather than just cancelling the call like anyone else would do, you put your hand in your pocket and just cancel it and be a bit embarrassed and move on, he takes the phone out, looks at it to see who's there and starts almost laughing a little bit, like, and then
live TV.
Yeah, and then turns it around and shows it to her as if to go, have a look who that is.
Hey?
Have a look who's calling me.
I bet it must have been someone good, but we don't know who it was.
Oh, how can we find out?
Also, isn't this music I was playing a minute ago his ringtone? Oh, it's gone weird now. I'm never playing that again. Can we have Tim Bell again, please?
You were the man who went out to South Africa to secure this deal.
Yes. You know,
don't want to get that.
Sorry about that.
Don't worry. You went out to secure the deal.
Look who it is.
He loves it.
It must be something you were very excited about.
It was.
Yeah, but who was it?
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about the Gemma Collins blow-dry incident in Big Brother, which I'd completely missed at the time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this happened when she was on Celebrity Big Brother, and, she had to choose whether the whole house had hot water or she got a blow-dry. And this has just crept up on that Gemma Reacts account, you know, on Twitter.
Which is amazing, by the way.
And yeah, I saw it the other day. I was like, oh my word, how have I missed this?
Yeah.
It's incredible that she made this decision.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. But
you'd be whinging about the whole time.
You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning. But I'm happy to boil kettle water all day,
babe. We've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water in appliances before. It's not that big a deal. We've done it before. Go get it, girl.
It's something that really means a lot to me because you know.
Why are they all going? Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, after 1:30, we're going to hear from some of you lot who have mugged your mates off.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Sam in Sheffield. I know that you have been given a mission today. And that is to give your girlfriend, Olivia, a birthday shout. Happy birthday, Olivia. I know this as well because don't think I've not seen Olivia's tweets going, well, Sam from Sheffield better step his game up today and get me a mention on Scott Mills' show.
So for her birthday, she has demanded that she gets a shout out, but from her boyfriend?
From me.
From you.
But then I keep seeing her tweets going, well, let's hope I do get a shout out today. Otherwise, he's not accomplished his mission.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, that seems slightly harsh on him.
Well,
I mean, because that's quite a big achievement, really.
But it's done now.
It's done.
One. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Newcastle.
Are you the Newcastle Gemma Collins? Are you?
My family seem to think so.
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry.
The thing is with this, though, is she knows that she's been out of order to everyone else there, but she still goes along with it.
What have you done, Sarah?
Well, I was, first of all, I would like to say I've been waiting 27 years to be a millionaire.
Yeah, well, most people probably would like that.
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Right, so I was coming in, me and my boyfriend, we'd just been getting some Saturday night supplies. I came back home and my mum had asked us if I had a lottery ticket or if I'd lost one. And straight away I thought, she's got a lottery ticket.
So your mum has found a lottery ticket?
It was just in the front garden.
Oh, and they've assumed it's yours because you were out getting Saturday night supplies?
Yeah, they thought, it might be Sarah's, so we'll wait and see.
So you hadn't bought a ticket, but your mum's like, is this yours? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but first I was like, can I have a look at it? And then I literally ran for a pen.
Why?
Because if you put your name on the back of the lottery ticket and you sign it, you claim it.
Is that true? Even if it's not your lottery ticket?
Sarah, you do know that stealing is wrong, don't you?
Well, it wasn't really stealing because it's finders keepers.
Well, still...
You snooze, you lose.
Are you sorry for what you've done?
You know what? Well, no, because nobody wrote their name on it.
And this I still don't think that's a rule.
Write their name.
I'm not sure it's allowed,
I think
Sarah.
You're making up this rule, but... So what you've done there is you've claimed someone else's lottery ticket.
Yes, I have no shame.
So you completely mugged off your neighbours, basically.
Yeah, well, we don't know if it was them. It could be anyone. It could have just flown in. A seagull could have dropped it.
Please don't say that you then went on and won the lottery.
No, I was so devastated.
Did you really think this was the one, did you?
Yeah, I was sat with my app waiting to scan it.
I always think that. The rare time I do the lottery, I'm convinced that that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly convinced.
It would be funny, Chris. That's how they get you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be you, but it's pretty unlikely.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how they get you. We got you now, haven't we? Huh?
Yeah, true. This is what Gemma Collins would have done in the situation as well. You are the Gemma Collins of Newcastle.
Yeah. I can live with that.
However, I have met more lottery winners than most people have.
Well, that's because you used to present the lottery,
right?
So you, statistically, you probably will meet more.
Yeah, I've met loads.
Why do you have to meet them?
Can you sense down the phone that I'm going to maybe win the lottery?
Yeah, good point. Does she sound like winners that you've met?
Do you think I sound like winning material?
To be fair, it's been about 4 years since I presented the National Lottery live draws. So I think I'm a bit out of practice. I can't really hear it.
Oh.
Sometimes old winners would come in and press the button. And
do
I'd
they?
Be like, yeah, and I'd be like, oh, but you can't ask them. Like, I wanted to know, like, what was it, like a mil, 25? What kind of ballpark are we talking here?
You might be able to answer this then. What are the balls like inside? Are they heavy? Have you ever handled them?
In the
machine?
You're not allowed to touch them.
You've never touched them?
Never.
You see, I would have thought that would have been one of the privileges of being a presenter there.
No, you're not even allowed to touch, not even the machines themselves, let alone the balls. There was a terrible incident once where Duncan James from Blue touched one of the machines and they went mental at it. Mm-hmm. And they went crazy at him. One of the draw masters, you know, the ones with the gloves?
Oh, yeah.
They were like, get off the machine! And Duncan didn't know what he was doing wrong, but it's like a national event and the presenter is nowhere near allowed those machines. Only the people with the gloves on.
Has Gemma Collins ever presented the National Lottery? That would be amazing. Three.
No, you don't read out the numbers.
You don't. Yeah,
voice of Balls does that.
Well, can we get Gemma Collins to be voice of
Balls? Seven.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Danny, Mark, Glenn, The Script, hello.
How's it going, brother?
Thanks for the live lounge today.
Yeah, we had a good buzz. It was good fun.
It was good fun. It's always good fun coming in to do it.
Do you feel a sense of relief afterwards? What's the feeling like?
Yeah.
Obviously,
yes.
I'll never get that.
It's a sense, just before you go on, you do like three or four different, run-throughs with it, and it's all fine. And you're like, this is fine, I have this, I totally have it. And it's only when you start to hear, like, they give the intro and the live lounge music, and like, it's going across live to the world.
Yeah, yeah. I think they do that to scare you.
Yeah
they
definitely, do. It works.
It's just to kind of cut the nonsense from the actual stars out there, you know. and then, you know, as we do it, it's kind of like it's just really surreal.
Yeah.
You know, but the amount of times that we've done it, like I said, we've had more surreal times when the Queen was in there and
stuff
like that as well. So, the Queen was in there and we were singing David Bowie's Heroes. So I was singing the lyric, I will be king and you will be queen to the queen's face.
Amazing.
Which was just ridiculous, you know.
And did you get any kind of reaction from that line?
Well, nothing from that. It was at the very end we were told, you know, the queen doesn't clap. You know, she just sits there, she enjoys, yeah. She enjoys the performance.
I never knew this.
Yeah, that's what we're told. Yeah,
she'll let you know later on, you know. We got a big letter from the queen just thanking us for coming in and doing it. Because it was at her request. That's the thing, it wasn't like we were just due to do it. We'd actually done it a week before.
Yeah.
And it was just strange because, you know, the BBC heads, the two guys flew to Belfast to us and were like, listen, we know you just did the live lounge and you did a cover. Would you learn another cover for another? And I was like, what is going on?
Why? Yeah.
Exactly why. And then we found out literally on the day that it was for the Queen. And it was at her request. And I was like, I can't believe any of this stuff.
Yeah. But she did clap. Yeah, I was going to ask, how was that for you? Because you must have been looking at almost astounding. One is more awkward than
It was
none.
Amazing. It really was. But you know, before she comes in the room.
It is, yeah.
Before she comes in the room, there's a girl that comes in and tells us what, you know, check what you're wearing, check that everything's appropriate, check the level of the music is appropriate as well. Because obviously,
of course.
You don't want to be going too loud. So we had to play really low.
It's like the Queen had a sound man, you know, a sound lady.
An ambience coordinator.
So, can you remember the song, right? Do the end of the song, right?
I will be queen and nothing will keep us apart. We could be heroes just for one day.
That's it.
Basically,
there you
that's
go.
It.
Thank you very much. That's weird.
It was a bit strange. We're used to getting at least five of them, but we get one.
Imagine if all your gigs were like that.
Yeah.
Just like one clap at the end of each song.
It like everybody
in unison.
Be one
at the same time.
Did you know as well, the Queen has secret signs for things as well. So if she moves her bag from like one arm to the other, it means she's had enough of talking.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She also has these things where on everyone has a name tag. And then on your name tag, if I had a green sticker, and that meant she's going to talk to you. So obviously us three had green stickers, but the rest of the lads didn't.
Sorry, did you have name tags on when you did this as
Yeah.
So it's like being a contestant, again, on The Voice.
Basically, yeah. I was like, I don't think the Queen picked the script. Right. We got one clap and she didn't turn around. And No, the hilarious part was there was a magazine in Dublin that was like, the Queen gives the script the clap. That was hilarious.
Well, lads, I'm learning so much from our Queen chat.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Me and Chris were talking earlier. What are you saying?
Okay, you're giving me this one because it's an awkward game.
Okay.
Right, but we think it's quite funny.
We're cool with awkward games.
We've done it before. We love them. With some artists and some reality stars. Yeah. And it always works well.
Well, it's just sometimes I think if you're put on the spot, it is very hard to name all of your exes.
Oh.
Right? And we were doing this in the pub the other day. How else would you explain it?
Well, because the scripts have done a lot of breakup songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exes.
There's
a lot of exes.
I hate to say this to you guys, and it might, don't take any offence, but my association with you guys is largely around a time where I'd broken up with someone.
Oh, no.
I don't think offence.
And Break Even was always on the radio.
Soundtrack to your breakup.
Awesome. Man is made really depressed. even if you do it to him now, he can't bear it.
Don't cry.
But also, when you break up with someone, you notice these songs even more.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Killer. Yes. Nah. So I know some people that they're like, I wasn't really into the script until I broke up.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, you discovered us then. All right, fair enough. Welcome to the club.
So because they're so good at these breakup songs, let's find out how many people they're actually broken up with.
Oh, no. Oh. Here we go.
Let's find out how many exes Danny has had in 10 seconds. Go.
How many exes?
Go.
Well, I'm not going to name them.
Yeah, all of them.
No, I can't name them.
Just name names.
All right, Irma.
First names. Debbie.
I can't think of any more.
Debbie.
You haven't named
Amanda.
I've literally had two. I've had two girlfriends in the past.
Are they exes?
Past 9 years. Yeah, they are exes, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
I was expecting loads.
I know.
No, no offence.
He obviously doesn't kiss and tell.
Well, why don't you ask the semi-single guy?
What are you talking about? I'm not going to be here.
Go on, go for him. Go for him.
Mark's next. Mark,
you're married. You're not going to get in with him.
Mark, it's all about being put on the spot. Mark, how many exes in 10 seconds? Go. It can be people you've met, not for
Amanda,
very long.
Deirdre. Paul. Debbie is definitely in there. Paula is definitely in there. Barbara is in there. I can't think of anyone
Out
else.
Out time.
It's hard to remember.
It is really hard to remember. Because you spend so long trying to forget them.
Yeah, good point.
You know.
Okay, Glenn, ready?
Oh, God, okay, go.
Go!
Angie Grania, Natasha, Sharon, Angie, Julik.
I said Angie twice. Julik?
Yeah, Julik, yeah.
You lick me face?
Yeah. No.
Oh, what's that? You're all glad I chose face, I know.
Oh, you see? It is a good game.
It's really difficult, good. Man. It's difficult.
It is.
Boys, obvious.
What do we win?
Nothing.
Humiliation. You win humiliation.
We were so honest there.
No, but somewhere the Queen has listened to this, giving you one clap.
Yay! Yay.
She follows me on Twitter as well. Isn't that hilarious?
You need to unfollow her.
Lads, as always, hilarious. And thanks so much for a brilliant live lounge today. Thank you, The Script.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oliver's 22. He's in Brighton. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going?
I'm all good. How are you?
Yeah, have you got a day off today or what?
Well, I am a student teacher, but today it's all Fifth Harmony. Work from home.
Oh, got you. Yes, Queen.
Nicely done.
Uh-huh. I'm just going to do Fifth Harmony today, I think.
So, working from home today, I take it no work is going on?
I have slept until literally about 12:45 and then...
Just in time for Newsbeat.
as cheery as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like having Newsbeat as your breakfast show.
That's
almost.
A bit weird.
Yeah.
So do you feel like do you feel that we are a breakfast show to you now at the moment?
Yeah, just for today. Yeah. When you sit in for Nick, you're an actual breakfast show as well. I was open at a good time.
That is true, yes. Yeah. Who do you normally pick on the bangers?
I usually pick you, Scott, but you've been in bad form. It's been a bit Arsenal-esque.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I've not been feeling it for a few days now.
Okay, what kind of music are you into?
Usually your sort of stuff, rubbish pop music.
Oh, okay. So the same music taste as me then, that of a 14-year-old girl.
Basically.
Okay, cool. Well, I don't think I'm going to really...
I think today's going to be an interesting one, bangers, you know?
I don't know whether I'm going to float your boat, Oliver, today.
We'll see.
You go first.
Well, I go first. Yeah. Okay, I've gone for a really odd choice today, but maybe it'll float your boat, I don't know. Tune though, right?
Right.
I'm impressed.
Daniel Bedingfield, Gotta Get Through This. This is a good one.
Daniel Bedingfield, fact for you. I can't say who the other artist was, but he was in the recording studio next to the artist, Daniel Bedingfield was. And then at the end of the day, he was like, all right, guys, I hope you had a good day of recording, and see you in the charts. Don't say see you in the charts to anyone.
Unless you're Daniel Bedingfield. Right.
Okay, so Chris has got that. I've got this. Your heart's a stereo.
What does that even mean?
Oh, it's good.
Honey, it's a good song if you're in a good mood, sort of, you know, life's good.
Yeah.
You know, happy with your boyfriend, girlfriend, that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. Show everyone you're happy.
I would have definitely picked that one. Stereo Hearts, Gym Class Heroes.
I do quite like both of them, but I think, Scott, for me, it's not a no, it's a never. It's Chris all the way.
Oh! Well, that's disappointing. I can't see one person agreeing with me today.
No.
No.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Like, normally you get one. I can't see one person saying it should have been Scott. Mm. So therefore, I mean, I don't know where you got that from, but...
Oh, I think it sounds good as well. I'd like to hear someone do that in the live lounge, actually. That would be quite good, wouldn't it? Something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe coming up to Radio 1's 50th anniversary, like... Yeah. You know, you could look a bit older.
If
but
you are,
do...
well, maybe let's put it out there. If you are performing in the Live Lounge, please, someone do that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Also, 2-0 up at Bangers, winning.
I know. Who would you like to do it? So, if anyone could cover Danny Bedingfield, Stormzy? Harry Styles would be, might be nice.
I don't know how that would work, to be honest with you.
Craig David.
Royal Blood. That would be awesome.
Yes. Suggest it to them immediately. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Hi, Gabrielle Aplin.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Oh, every time I see you, I forget how much of a laugh we have.
Ah.
I really enjoy it.
We have a giggle, don't we?
Don't we have a laugh, don't
yeah.
we? Yeah.
Old laugh.
Yeah. Now, you've been on the show many times.
I have.
Loving the tune of the week, by the way. Waking
Thank
Up Slow.
Thank you.
We're playing it every day this week. You'll hear it again in a minute. But I always feel that when you come in, we call you different names every time. This has been going on since 2012?
I'm liking them.
Like this. Hi, here is Friday Scott Mills Daily. On it, our friend Gabrielle Gabalar Aplin comes in to have a chat, the Golden Gabrador. And that was ages ago.
I love the Golden Gabrador. That's amazing.
These are from 2012.
Mind the Gab. Gabyar. Gabadoo.
Gabyar.
Taxi Gab. Gab of the Hutt.
I like Taxi Gab.
I find Gab of the Hutt quite offensive.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Andrew, 2012, things were different then.
It was, you know, you were allowed to say anything then, weren't you?
Now, Chris has got some new ones, and also maybe I've lined up some callers as well.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go around the UK now with new Gabrielle Aplin names.
Excellent.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Are you pleased that our ideas have really changed and moved on in the last 5 years?
I love how you have developed the show.
Wait till you hear the next thing we're going to do.
It is funny that you keep coming back. You know?
It's nice because you keep having me. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right, Chris, do you want to start?
Okay, do I serve then? And then how do we do this? We go through other people?
Yeah, I've got line 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. I will start with Obi-Wan Gabnobi.
Okay.
It's a Star Wars thing, I think.
Yeah.
Star Trek?
Got it. Line 1, Dawn.
Hello?
What have you got for me?
Nobody puts Gabby in the corner.
I like it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that a film?
Yes.
Dirty Dancing. Right. Do you like that one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't dislike that one. It's good, yeah.
Line 2, what you got?
Gabba dabba doo.
Who's this, please?
Brendan.
I really like that one.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
That was his moment right there.
Line 3, Jojo.
Hey, got the gift of the gab.
Yes. I like Jojo.
It's a classic.
That's a good one.
I was kind of hoping it was Leave, Get Up, Jojo. But how cool would that be if she rang and gave me a cool nickname?
Back to me. Gabrielle App Store.
See, that one wouldn't have been on in 2012.
No, it wouldn't.
No, I don't think it would.
It's a nickname from the future.
That's good. Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Cosmodern.
Yeah.
Dawn, go.
The Great Gatsby.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
No, Brendan, go.
Absolutely Gabulous.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that when I came in. My boyfriend was like, tell Scott and Chris that all these names are Gabulous.
Yeah.
I was waiting to use that word.
That's good.
Jojo, go.
Never gonna gab you up. Never gonna let you down.
Some of these are quite dated, it feels.
What the callers?
No, I just think we need some more modern nicknames for Miss Aplin.
Go on then.
No, I'm out.
Are
I'm
you out,
out really. Yeah, yes.
Should we play your song then?
Yes, please.
Okay, tell us all about it.
All about it. It's a happy song. I remember the time I'm from like the West, and I remember waking up really early on the weekend of a festival, and on the way to the festival, my boyfriend and I went to Glastonbury, like the town, and we walked up the tour, and it was a lovely sunny morning, and I was like, oh, this is just glorious. I haven't got a care in the world, and it's about that. Scott Mills.
That's Gabrielle Aplin and Waking Up Slow on BBC Radio 1. It's good, isn't it? It's my tune of the week.
Oh, thank you. I think it's good.
Now, years ago, you came into this show and you did like almost like candlelight, like stripped back versions of
Christmas
really...
Christmas advert versions.
Yeah, Christmas advert versions of really heavy songs. And then you got a Christmas advert.
I know, you got me the job.
Do you think I did, though?
Well, I don't know. I kind of thought I really wanted it. And then you asked me to do all these tunes and I was like, do it, you know.
Yeah,
like, I'm probably not going to get the job, but it'll be fine.
I'll do it, I'm new. And then obviously for the department store, the Power of Love, and it was massive.
Power of Love, yeah. Thank you.
I mean, I don't think we can take the, all the credit, but thanks.
Yeah, you, yeah, just
yeah,
take
yeah,
it.
I'm just taking it. Okay, so could we do another one today with like with maybe like a modern, like a current track?
Yeah, something
okay.
hip.
Do you know Jax Jones, Demi Lovato and Stefflon Don with
yes.
Instruction?
I didn't know it was Demi Lovato singing it.
All my ladies, wind to the left, wait to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
That one.
Yes.
I'd quite like it if it was like a much more romantic version of it, like you did for us last time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I think it would sound beautiful, really slowed down.
Okay.
It's nearly Christmas anyway.
It's nearly Christmas, yeah.
Right. This could be the next one.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably thinking
I'm looking
it.
To, you know, I'm excited about what job I'm going to get out of doing this. So.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Also, when you did that advert, did you get free stuff from the shop?
Well, do you know what? Actually, no, I didn't. Right. And then I heard that Ellie Goulding got loads, yeah, so I complained. And then I got a bed.
Did you? Did you actually? Is that true?
Yeah, it is. I just moved into a new flat. And I was sleeping on the floor for a little bit. And then I was like, I actually, it was completely fine to not get the free stuff. And then when I heard Ellie got some, and I was yeah. like, I think her makeup artist, who's a friend of mine, was like, yeah, they kitted out her whole apartment. And I was like, oh, did they now?
I'll be sending a strongly worded email. Right, here we go. Gabrielle Aplin, the Candlelight remix of Jax Jones, Instruction.
Wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. No, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
Yeah, oh, almost a tear there.
Tears. Ooh.
Kind of makes you realise how bad the lyrics are.
Wine to the left. What's on the wine?
Wine. Wine to the left.
Gin to the left. Much better version.
Actually, yes. Definitely wine to the left.
Wine to the right.
Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And yeah, I think we've got the next Christmas ad in the bag.
In the bag.
Took about 2 minutes. Cos yeah. talented.
And hopefully I'll get a new table out of this one.
Yes. Good to see you.
You too.
Scott Mills.
We have some brilliant, really fun people in today. I love Gabrielle Aplin. And also the script in earlier, and obviously everyone knows that Danny is a funny man. Who knew that Glenn from the script was such a laugh?
I think more light needs to be shone on Glenn. For me, man of the match.
I think, and we were just saying this earlier, we'll have a week on the show soon where we celebrate, you know, the underdogs of the band, but don't maybe get as much attention.
Yeah, but from fans they do. I just think yeah. there'll be a lot of people out there that maybe don't know Glenn so well.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. He is very funny. Very, like, very funny.
Like, let's shine a light on some of these people, you know, the ones that aren't necessarily always first in the spotlight. Like, you know, let's get Benjamin on from Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday, we had loads of people on the last couple of days. We had Charlie XCX on the show yesterday, and she called up her manager, John. This is not what you want to hear if you are the manager of a pop star.
I've been thinking about music as well, and I actually think I actually want to like scrap the whole album and re-record everything. I'm thinking about like kind of going down a different road. So I was wondering what your opinions were on that. Like, maybe we can pitch the songs to everyone else and I can just restart.
Right.
Any thoughts?
What thoughts have I got about scrapping the record?
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, what do you think? You're just talking to me about going down a road. What is this? Wizard of Oz?
Whole thing is on the BBC iPlayer radio app, and you can listen live to Radio 1 on the free app, the BBC iPlayer radio app, and just take us with you wherever you go. Never miss a thing. I'm thinking about boys.
One.
Charlie XCX on BBC Radio 1. Greg's coming up. Also, Blossoms. There's another one. Get one of the ones in Blossoms that maybe aren't as popular.
Yeah, name one.
Anyone?
Well, who would you like? Who would you specifically like?
Graham. Tom. Tom is what I meant.
Scott Mills.
You know, like, everyone now is on dating apps, yeah? If you're
I'm
single.
Not.
Well, no, I'm not. But
are you?
Like, no. But if you are single, then obviously, you know, you go on the apps, don't you? Does it still happen where, like, this could be a bit of, hello? Do people actually still meet in bars and pubs and be like, hi there? Does that ever happen anymore?
I thought the standard thing with the dating app is to go, like, on a sort of initial date, which is somewhere like a coffee place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Somewhere that doesn't cost too much money. It's easy to leave after one coffee.
No, but I'm talking about the first time you see someone and you're like you would do if you're swiping, and go, yes. Like, in a supermarket.
Oh,
I
see.
Or like, do you know what I mean? Like, the first time you clock them, first time you see them.
Yeah.
Because you, like, apparently it used to happen quite a lot, but I just don't think it does anymore.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Just an everyday situation.
Yeah. Like, in the news agent, it'd be like, yes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I just don't know whether it happens. Well, although I do know, I was speaking to someone at the weekend, right? And one of my friends, she's been a bit naughty, and she was speeding her car a little bit. Only she was doing about, not very fast, like she was doing about 35 in a 30, but they still make you go on a speed awareness course, which they should.
Yes.
Because slow down. So she's in the speed awareness course, and they take some time.
I did one. It went on about 4, yeah.
I mean, they're quite long.
Yeah, I was in there, I think, 4 or 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And what do? They just, like, slap your wrist and go,
No, do it again. No, it's not. It's not like a telling off. You just have to watch a lot of videos and you sort of talk about it in a group.
Yeah. So this girl I know, she's in the speed awareness course. They have, like, a coffee break or like a lunch break or whatever. This guy's like, hey, do you fancy going for a date next week?
No way. So
I actually asked her out because they were on the same speed awareness course together.
That's a bit of an odd situation to find someone, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But then, like, where are the places where it's really not allowed? Like, you know, if someone's
public toilets.
Probably there, yes.
What about anywhere else?
What about, like, weddings?
Right, yeah, obviously. But loads of people find each other at weddings.
Do they?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not about you. It's like someone on the team here is getting married this weekend, right?
Mm.
If I, well, not me, but if someone else turned up and was...
If
a friend turned up and was like, yes, to someone else there, is that okay? Because it's not my day. It's their day.
It's fine, but other people are allowed to like other people at a wedding. I like the idea that you think no one should show any affection at a wedding.
I'm not sure you're allowed.
Apart from the couple getting married.
I'm not sure it's allowed.
I think there's stranger situations, though. There must be.
Well, I want to hear from this. So, like, if you have met someone, like the person that I know that did meet someone at a speed awareness course, or I don't know, like somewhere weird.
I know what you mean.
And you actually got asked out and you went on the date. I want to know about
it. But especially if it feels slightly inappropriate.
Yeah, that's what I'm after. Like, because speed awareness course to me feels a bit like you're there for a reason because you've done something wrong.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
It's like, is it okay if I went to, let's say, to court for a minor offence?
It's a great
and I'm
question.
Like, hello, who are you?
Scott Mills.
Oh, well,
Chris, we really need to roll this over to tomorrow. People are meeting in all sorts of places.
I know. These are quite incredible, some of the stories coming in.
Wow. I mean, there's some that we could never say. Hey, you know the girl who I know who got asked out on during her speed awareness course?
Mm.
Do you know what his icebreaker was? She's just been back on, just texted me. He got talking to her because he's like, where did you get caught? And it turns out they got caught speeding in exactly the same place.
What are the chances?
Yeah, exactly the same camera. And that was the first bit of conversation they had.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or get this podcast. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.